Today, lawyers for victims of sexual abuse released the personnel files of 8 priests who worked in the Archdiocese of Boston. The documents, thousands of pages, provide more explosive evidence against the church. They include an account of a priest exchanging sex for drugs and of another priest sexually abusing young girls who were studying to become nuns. In all the cases, the priests continued to minister despite allegations of abuse. Reporter Monica Brady Meyeroff of member station WBUR has been following the scandal. Monica, can you give us some detail of what's new in these documents?
Well, these papers really show decades of abusive behavior in the Boston Archdiocese that includes and goes beyond the sexual abuse of young boys. One priest with a particularly large file is Father Richard Buntel, and in the early 1980s, a deputy to the cardinal, who was then Umberto Madero's, says that Buntel has, quote, a serious problem with alcoholism, repeated drug use, and even allegations that he gave drugs to youth. Buntel was not removed from the ministry until 1994, however, when another complaint came in about sex and drugs and Father Buntel, and notes from that complaint say that in the 1980s, this young boy was introduced to cocaine by the priest, and he felt like he was exchanging sex for cocaine. Now, another priest, Robert Meffin, was repeatedly accused of raping young women who were studying to become nuns. One confidential report of a phone conversation, this was with an alleged victim, said that Father Meffin would lure the young women into sex by linking spiritual stages with sexual acts. And then finally, there was a disturbing report about a Father Robert Burns, who was transferred from Ohio to the Boston Archdiocese, and he arrived with a number of allegations of sexual abuse against him, but he went on to minister. And in one document, church officials said they didn't know about his sexual activities, another that said they did know, but while working in the Archdiocese, Father Burns was accused of sodomy, fondling, and oral sex with an altar boy.
This is really kind of shocking what's in these files. Do the files indicate how the church responded to these allegations?
Yeah, well, these documents are really the church's own written history of what the archdiocese knew and how it responded. And it shows that officials had an overwhelming concern about avoiding scandal. For instance, one church official wrote about Father Buntel, the priest with the drug problem. It recommended that he be removed. This was back in the 1980s. But what's shocking about this memo is that his reasons for recommending removal are not because Father Buntel could harm children with his drug and alcohol problem, but the church official writes, quote, "It's my conviction that we are in the position of responsibility to have the obligation to try to prevent scandal in those cases where it seems almost definite that it will occur." And this avoiding of scandal seems to go all the way to the Vatican, because these files also contain a decree from the Vatican that recommends, quote, "Priests dismissed from the clerical state ought to live away from the places where his previous condition is known." And the decree goes on to say that a superior may allow a defrocked priest to stay in the area if, quote, "the presence of him will cause no scandal." So it seemed that avoiding scandal was of paramount concern.
And just briefly, Monica, how do these documents fit into the civil lawsuits filed against the church?
Well, they were turned over by the lawyers for the Archdiocese 2 weeks ago under a court order, and there are more than 11,000 pages in all. Only a few thousand were released today. And they relate to a civil suit filed by alleged victims of Father Paul Shanley against Cardinal Bernard Law and other church officials, accusing them of negligent oversight of priests. What the lawyers are trying to show with these files is that the Archdiocese kept good records of abusive priests, but did little to prevent them from harming children.
Thank you very much, Monica.
You're welcome.
Reporter Monica Brady Meyeroff of member station WBUR in Boston.